Hi, and welcome to Hogan Willig's Legal Easy. I'm Diane Tiveron, and I have with me today Jeff Terpek. He's one of our attorneys in our residential real estate group. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Diane.
Today, I think we wanted to talk a little bit about how to guide first-time home buyers. We deal with a lot of folks, everyone from seasoned investors who have portfolios of real estate to the person who is buying their house or their home for the very first time. And I think I'd like to concentrate today on giving some information to those that are first-time home buyers. Jeff, how important do you think it is for the first-time home buyer to be discerning when working with a realtor? How important is it to have the right realtor when you're looking for a home?
I think getting the right realtor is important for home buyers, especially new home buyers, because realtors, you know, they work on a lot of deals all at once and they're great at their jobs, but they're not always the most communicative to clients who maybe don't know the process. You know, I have a lot of clients come to me and they don't really know what happened. They just know they got a bid or something like that. So it's good to find a realtor who's willing to go at whatever speed you want to go at. If you've done this 100 times, then you probably don't need a realtor to hold your hand through everything. But if you're brand new to it, it's good to get a realtor who will explain the process, who will, you know, take the time to go through some houses, might have to go through a house twice because, you know, you just didn't really know what to look for the first time. And I think it's just good to find a realtor who will be, you know, at your speed, at your patience level.
What's a good way of finding the right realtor? How would you suggest somebody go about doing that?
A lot of people usually, if you don't have a friend or family member who is one, a lot of people ask friends and family members. People move a lot these days, and so a lot of times personal referrals are big. The other thing is if you do know an attorney, like one of us, we can refer realtors too. But most of the time people find the realtor before the attorney, and I think a lot of times it's word of mouth.
At what point should an individual get an attorney involved? Is it different for a first-time home buyer? Is it more important to have an attorney involved sooner? When should the attorney rear their ugly head?
We can, you know, I've been involved in deals from before the listing or, you know, typically we're in at the contract. There's a signed contract and the realtor sends it over to us. But, you know, even with realtors I've been in earlier, we will review realtor commission statements. I've done that for clients before just to make sure that, you know, the commission that the realtor is getting, you know, it fits the standard. Sometimes deals are a little different. Other times, you know, we'll get involved when there's an offer, and sometimes before the contract's actually put to ink, there's a little bit of back and forth between parties, and so a lot of times that's a good time to get us involved. But the latest we're usually in, and which is really the typical time, is at the point when the contract is signed or about to be signed. And then we, as attorneys, at least locally, we have a 3-day period to review and allow or disallow the contract or, you know, make changes if there's anything that sets a red flag off for us.
So that's important for first-time home buyers to know. First, they're guided by a real estate agent who's preparing a contract. And I mention this because in our hot real estate market here in our neck of the woods, I know that there is a lot of really quick activity once a house is listed, and folks might feel like they're receiving pressure or they're, you know, being asked to sign a contract that they need a little time to think about. The attorney, the process that's followed in New York is that there's an approval process, correct, that an attorney has to look at the contract and approve it before it is deemed a final binding contract between the parties.
Yeah, generally there is that attorney approval period. Localities kind of change a little bit, even within New York State on local customs, but usually that's there, and that is to protect exactly the situations you described, because it's usually pretty quick. There's an offer and then there's a contract in front of you. And like I said, a lot of times we're not involved until after ink's put to paper, so it's good for us to be able to look at those contracts and review them, and we always call the client, go over them, point out anything that looks different to us, and then just make sure everyone's comfortable with it, because especially first time and especially in a hot real estate market, things move quickly.
So that's why it's, I think, good to have some point of reference through an attorney representing individuals who are looking. Lastly, Jeff, how do folks determine what can I afford? What kind of loans do I qualify for? What's available for me? How does a first-time home buyer answer that question or get it answered?
Usually the beginning of the process for real estate these days, most people are financing with a bank or lending institution, and it's really to go to one and get a pre-qualification. You know, you go to the bank, it's usually a pretty quick process, and you lay out your information, and they kind of tell you, here's what we're willing to lend to you at, you know, these kind of rates, this amount, and usually you get a certificate or something that'll show you the number, you pre-qualify for X amount. And that way, when you go look at homes, you know if it's in your price range. And that's sort of how most people do it. And then after, of course, you have the contract, that's the time you go back to that same bank. And, you really have to bring a lot of the paperwork to the table to get there. But banks, it varies. Sometimes things will change a little bit. But generally, if your situation hasn't changed, the pre-qualification number you can usually rely on so that you can put in a bid and be comfortable that the bank's going to lend you that amount of money.
So if you were to give anyone advice, you would say to get into a banker as soon as possible so that you sort of know what kind of purse you're dealing with.
Yeah, I think before, for most people, I think, and I would suggest this before, unless you know a realtor and attorney well, before you talk to either of those, a lot of times it's good to go to the bank, because when you go to the bank, you can get the number. When you have the number, you can tell what range, you can tell the realtor what range you want to be in, and then that just makes sense.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for talking to us today about some helpful tips for the first-time home buyer. And thanks, everybody. Hope you can join us for our next topic.